Mont and Lou 93.7 WEEI. Every Patriots Monday, we talk to our guys defensively. Rob Ninkovich joins us here. Rob, it was cold yesterday for San Fran, Green Bay. I'm not saying it's going to be too cold, but say you get like the zero temperature and it's negative wind chill. I forget. Are you a guy that's ever going to wear sleeves, or are you going sleeveless no matter what?
Yeah, I'm never wearing sleeves. Once you get into the game, you don't really need them anyway. You're warmed up from running around, and you know you're focused on making plays. And you get off to the sidelines, they get those, jet engine airplanes on the side of their engines on the sideline there, shooting out hot air. So I mean, you're fine when you're out there. It's not everybody gets too into the weather. Sometimes it's just go out there and play. And if you get affected by the weather that bad, I mean.
Which leads to the next. Hold on. Leads to the next question. Do you think guys who wear sleeves are soft? Are they soft players?
I just feel like maybe you could get in their head a little bit easier.
Ooh, I like that. Hey, now let me ask you guys. Got a week to prepare, and you've got, I guess Andrew Luck is probably different than the other two quarterbacks as he gets out of the pocket. How much time did you guys spend kind of preparing for all three teams, or was it just more about you guys?
Yeah, it was more about us, just working on the things that we need to get better at. And, whoever we were going to play, they're a good team. And, Luck, obviously, his comeback there was pretty good. So we got our work cut out for us just to prepare well for those guys. And, he's a good big quarterback who, he can get around the pocket there and scramble a little bit. But, he's definitely – he's looking to throw the ball instead of run.
Part of that self-scouting stuff, preparing maybe for an Andrew Luck, do you go back to that Carolina game and look at a guy like Cam Newton and how he got you guys a couple times with some big runs and say, okay, you need to have some discipline and keep our eye on this guy because he can take off and make some plays?
Yeah, I mean, we played a bunch of guys that could run, this year. So I think that, playing a guy like Luck, he's not looking to run. If everything's covered, he'll try and run for a first down. But, I think he's more of, the pocket guy that wants to throw the ball. And when everything else is, not there, then he'll pull it down and run. If you have terrible rush lanes or, that's when he can definitely hurt you. So, with us playing a bunch of guys that could scramble in the past here, obviously you just have to have good rush lanes and not let him just be able to step up in the pocket and, run up the middle for a first down.
We're talking Rob Ninkovich. Your coach, Bill Belichick, Rob, has often said that the year one to year two is the biggest jump that guys make in the NFL. You played Andrew Luck last year. You've watched him on film this year. What are the biggest differences you see in his play comparable to his rookie season?
Well, I think, especially at the quarterback position, confidence is huge. So I think this year he's definitely more confident. He's in control of everything. He's making more checks this year. Definitely controlling, what's going on the field. And, again, it's just, with him being able to run around a little bit and, he has more control of the offense and check things, check out of a certain look. If we're not, if we're showing him a certain thing, he's going to check to another run or check to another play. Sorry. So, I think that just comes with more experience. And this year he's got the experience from his rookie year. He's more confident. He's making a lot of great throws. And, we have our work cut out for us.
Hey, I wanted to ask because I know last week this Hulk Hogan video went crazy with mentioning Matt Mulligan. A lot of fans want to know, is the Hulk Hogan belt, is that there in that locker room yet?
It's been here, yeah, definitely. It's a pretty sweet belt. I saw the video. I thought it was pretty funny.
How much are you giving it to Matt Mulligan for being mentioned by the Hulkster?
No, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I think Mulligan could be a wrestler himself. So, it's pretty cool that we get the shout out there from the Hulk.
All right, so are you an old school wrestling fan? Late 80s, early 90s, you still follow it at all?
No, when I was a kid, obviously, I think everybody watched wrestling. But, nowadays, I don't watch it, but... Definitely when I was younger, I had the stuffed Macho Man Randy Savage stuffed toy there to throw around the room when I was little.
It's called a wrestling buddy, and a lot of us had
them. Wrestling buddy, there you go.
A lot of us had them. I had the Ultimate Warrior. My brother had Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Macho Man impression from
back
in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I could see Brandon Spikes being a wrestler. Like, if you, I know you said Mulligan could be a wrestler. Like, you told me, you know, one of your teammates goes into the WWE afterwards. I could see Spikes. He's a little screw loose every now and then.
No, you know, Spikes just have to work on his abs if you want him to be a wrestler.
We appreciate the time, Rob. You prep for Colts this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right.
Rob Ninkovich joining us here.